Welcome to this episode of the podcast of wrestling. And yeah.
I like how you said that. Kind of came across like Matt Hardy.
Wait, what? What part came across Matt Hardy?
You know how he talks like backwards? Like he says it say backwards? The podcast of wrestling.
Oh. Okay.
That's the way he would say it.
I thought I sounded like Matt Hardy. I was going to say, what the fuck?
No. Just the way you said it sounded like something he would say. The podcast of wrestling.
Oh, what the
fuck? He probably called me the Enigma Renegade or something like that. The Viper, a viral.
So,
but yeah, let's get into the show.
Let's get into the show because we start off with NXT with an emotional opening. It was very emotional because Wesley's back. And this is his back.
I like that. Like, they did the whole walking through the fucking backstage thing. I like that.
Like, the funny part was, like, I didn't even think it was that emotional until I watched it and was like, you know what? This man almost did lose his career, and now he's back. Like, yeah, this is a little bit emotional.
Yeah.
So he took on Briggs, and I really thought they was like, oh, they're going to take it easy on him. They're not going to do a backbreaker. Nah, Briggs was fucking him up.
Fucked him up badly, too.
Yes. And then the thing that I didn't understand, Ivar's out there, because Ivar still wants the North American Championship, but Ivar's out there, and Ivar still got beef with Briggs. I don't understand. Y'all had a match. Y'all don't need another match.
They all want to face Femi for the title. That's all. Like I told you, this probably wound up being a four-way, which I don't want, but, you know, probably wound up being that anyway.
No, I think he's going to wind up being a four-way, but, I mean, they've all had their shot except for Wesley one-on-one. He wins this match and then, like, takes out fucking Ivar and Briggs.
Yeah.
So then we had Roxy and Chelsea Green coming to the NXT thing. The funny part is I don't even know which one was the heel. That's the funny part. Like, who's the bad guy here?
During the match itself, it seemed like Chelsea with the face.
No, I know during the that, but I mean, during when they came to the building, they both were bad guys. Like, what the fuck? Like, what was the point?
Yeah. That was like, weird.
You could tell Roxy was clearly the heel, but then you see Chelsea and she's like, she's walking and she looks like the heel. He's like, both of you guys are bad guys. Like, it didn't make any sense. But then later on, you find out who's the good guys. Yeah. So then we had the two new guys. They're in the back and they're talking to Too Fast, Too Furious. And then they get interrupted by the fucking No Quarter Catch Crew 2.0, whatever. I don't know. Charlie Dempsey, guys. So they start
talking.
Might
as well just call him that.
Okay, Charlie Dempsey's guys. And they just start talking to him. And they said, all right, we'll have a tag match later on tonight. I'm like, all right. Don't really care. All right. And then the Good Brothers, they still want a tag team title shot. And I'm like, they should have had a tag team title shot to begin with.
I swear they already did, but I'm probably misremembering that shit.
No, they didn't. They never won.
Oh, okay.
So now they want a tag team title shot. So then we had Kamra Petrovic versus Shayna Baszler, which, I mean, we knew Shayna was going to beat her.
Yeah.
Like, and the funny part is, like, they both actually train MMA, which this match could have been, like, completely different, but it was just, like, a regular match.
It was basically show off how vicious Shayna could be. Because you pointed out, Shayna's way more vicious in this match.
Yeah, which they need to let her be way more vicious on the main roster.
100%.
So then we go to the back and we see Kalani Jordan and Fallon Henry beefing. because she's like, hey, why did you turn bad guy last week? What was that about? And she was like, you know what? I want the championship. Screw you. No, screw you. Okay.
And then she has a new catchphrase. Failing comes first.
I mean, she's not, never mind. I'm not even going to say that she's not even that good to be saying that, but she has her spots, but she's not even like the person that should be like, yeah, no, I come first. Like, no, you're probably like third or fourth. Like, there's a couple people better than you here. So, yeah, you know.
Fifth at best.
Yeah. So then he did something that was totally fucking, I don't know, like, this is getting out of hand with the fucking jumping through hoops to do shit. This is, I'm at this point where, like, they need to stop because they did a fucking combine. And the top, I think it was, like, top 12 people win the combine. They get into matches next week. And then you have to win the matches to get into the North American Women's Championship ladder match. It's like, what the fuck is this? What is this?
Like, we've been talking about, well, more so you've been talking about how convoluted shit gets. This is like top of the line convoluted. Like, what the fuck was the point of all that? Like, if you're going to do that, just have matches to qualify for it. That's all.
Yeah, this is like, this was very weird. No, like, this, I don't understand. Once again, it's like it's not even just WWE. Every wrestling company has just been throwing, hey, we're going to make this more convoluted than it's supposed to be, and you're just going to deal with it. It's like, the fuck?
It's, yeah.
So then we had Tyson and Tyreek versus Charlie Dempsey's crew in a tag match. But there was a twist. There was a twist. The twist was Two Stacks Dimes was the referee. So, I mean, it all fits together because Charlie Dempsey has beef with the family, and the family gets to do whatever the hell they want to do, you know, gabagool, whatever.
How you doing?
Basically, that's all it is. It's just basic bullshit. It's basic bullshit, and then Tyson and Tyreek wound up winning, which they deserve to win because they're really good.
Still upset they lost their debut match.
I am too, but like, this made sense. And then we got something that I didn't know I needed. We have Georgina in the back with Ariana Grace and Chelsea. And then Georgina goes, I have to get something. But you have Chelsea and Ariana just talking together, and you're like, okay, they need to be a team. They just match so well, and they're just so weird together. It's like, yeah, they need to stay together.
Did you notice the little, like, side eye or whatever, like, little bit of shade that Chelsea did when she walked away, though? Like, fuck this bitch.
She did that, but after the show, they had, like, the NXT, like, little things. Mm-hmm. And they're both talking to each other, and she's consoling Chelsea after the match. And it's just like, why they have to stay together? Like, she's like, yeah. Ariana's consoling her, and like, it's just like the most weirdest, funniest shit. It's like, they have to stay together. Like, them two, like, it's something about them that's just like, they're both annoying as shit, and they're annoying as shit together. It's like, yeah, no, they should stay together. They should stay together.
That makes it even better.
Yeah, this would be their thing. But I know that they're going to bring Chelsea back up to the main roster. Blah. Whatever. But this is great. Yeah. So then we have Roxy, and she's mad that she has to face Chelsea Green. And she's like, I'm going to beat her, and I don't even care. Like, nobody's going to take my title. And she's holding the title like a baby. It's like, okay. We know it's coming. We know you're going to lose the title.
Damn, mom used to do that?
Yes. Yes, she did. So then we had Mia Yim versus Ariana Grace. And I don't know why Mia Yim is here, but like, I'm glad she's here, but I don't know why she's here. She's main roster, but she's NXT for a while. Because they also say, well, Mia Yim is qualified for the North American Women's Championship tournament thingy. Like, okay.
Yeah.
And she beats Ariana, which doesn't want to fight. Again, she doesn't want to fight. Like, okay.
But so, this time it cost her, though, because last time she did that, she won.
Mm-hmm. But she's fucking hilarious. Then we have Ridge Holland trying to give advice to Thea Hale. And at this point, I'm like, all right, it looks like he's going to join Chase U, but it's still going to be a Sean Spears thing. But it looked like Chase U wants him to join because he takes up with Thea against Lexus King, but then Duke says, no, 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 I'm going to kick your ass.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. So then we go to Hello, Hello, Hello. The Supernova Sessions with Norm Dar. And
that was good.
Thank you. I hated everything about this except for Lash and Trick. Because Lash and Trick did their flirting thing again. But the whole big envelope thing was, oh my God, Noam Dar had his foot under the ropes. And that means you didn't actually beat him. Wow. So I'm number one contender. Okay.
You called that like months ago.
Yeah, but like I don't want it. The funny part is, like, they're going to have a great match because they had a great match the first time. They're going to have a great one this time, but I don't want it. I'm like, all right, give it to somebody new, but I guess they can't find anybody new.
I mean, yeah.
They got so many people, and it's like, you could have anybody, but like I said, Noam Dar is really good. It's just, I don't want to keep seeing him fight this dude. So then we have Kamra and Natty, and Kamra's upset that she lost. And it's this real asshole dipshit dude that's got signed to NXT, and he's annoying as fuck. And Kamra kicked him right inside his face. And everybody was happy about
it. Hard, too.
Yeah, this dude is fucking annoying. Like, he's annoying on Twitter. Ever since he got signed to WWE, he's been really fucking annoying, and everybody hates him. It's like legit hate. Like, I've seen nothing but hate come this guy's way ever since he signed to WWE. It was like, damn, this guy fucking sucks. Like, because every time I see him, he's just, like, really fucking annoying. It's just like, he's like a fucking YouTuber and an influencer. Like, not the good ones, but, like, the annoying ones that walk around and fuck with people in the mall. He's like one of those type of influencer people that got signed to WWE. He's not an influencer at all. He's just some dude. But he's just like taking what influencers do and just goes, yeah, I'm going to be this annoying fuckbag. And everybody hates him. It's just like, you're gotcha. Just annoying as shit. So he's going to be around, but he's going to be fucking annoying. So then we have Kalani Jordan versus Fallon Henley. And Fallon gets the win because Fallon's new heel and she's a bad guy. Congrats.
She cheats.
Of course she cheats. She's the fucking menace. Like, I can't wait till she, like, fully settles into this and we see how much of an asshole she could be. Because, like, that'll be, like, about 6 months down the line. We'll be like, all right, Fallon is, like, totally an asshole, and like she does all of this cheap shit. She's like a really fucking bad heel, but like right now she's just in a very beginning stages. It's like, I'm kind of a bad guy, but just wait to see what I do later. It's like, yeah, no, that's what we're waiting for.
Yeah, I'm liking it so far.
I am too, but I just can't wait to see like when she fully gets into it.
Yeah.
So then we get Charlie Dempsey, and Charlie Dempsey is mad, and he says, you know what? I'm going to beat the shit out of you, Tony D'Angelo. I'm going to beat you up for this Heritage Cup. And as soon as he said that, the first thing popped in my mind was like, oh, he's losing the Heritage Cup to Tony D'Angelo. Got it.
I like how you gave him an accent, but he has no accent whatsoever, which is fucked me up.
Dude, it fucks me up every time he talks, because it's like, I expect an accent from him, and it's not even just because he's Regal's kid. It's like, because every time I've seen him, he's been overseas. The very first time I've seen him, he's in New Japan. I'm like, all right, he's Regal's kid. He's in New Japan. Then he's in NXT UK. And it's like, okay, he's over there. Then he comes here, and they're just like, oh, he's from Atlanta. Like, okay, I mean, that's plausible because William Regal lives in Atlanta. I'm like, all right, that's plausible. But it's just like, he has no accent. But then also, you have Timothy Thatcher, who's literally all the way from here, has no ties to the UK, and you swear that he's British. You swear up and down he's British. Yeah. Everything about him is British.
100%, yeah.
But this dude's not British. What the
fuck? You can say the same thing about Oney Larkin, too.
Yeah. Oney, too. Like, what the fuck? So, we get the 12 women, and it's Sol Ruka, Thea Hill, Jada Parker, Brinley Reese, Meechan, Fallon Henley, Lash Legend, Ivy Nile, Izzy Dame, Kalani Jordan, Tatum Paxley, and Rin Sinclair. So those are the 12 women that are going to be in this. The thing is, like, all they have to do is have, like, one match, and then a person advances straight to the next thing. Because it's six people in a ladder match. So you just have one match, and that's it. It's like, all right, cool.
It's not, like, overly complicated. The only complicated part was that first part with the whatever the hell, the combo, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, it was, like, there was no need for that. Like, that was the weirdest part. Like, oh, we're going to have a combine to pick these people, and then they're going to do this thing. And it's like, stop overly complicating shit. So Ridge Holland tries to bring a chair to hit Lexus King. Lexus King winds up beating Duke. And it's just like, all right, so I kind of see where this is going. Ridge Holland is going to be a heel, like a total heel that's going to fuck with other people by accident. And it's just not for me. Not for
fuck
me.
Fuck that guy.
Yes. So we get Javonte Evans outside with Noam Dar, and like Noam Dar said some shit to him and like kind of pissed him off. And he's like, he said, yo, he was like, I'm not here for the games, but like if you want to fight, we can fight. Noam Dar's like, you know what? We'll maybe fight later, but now I gotta leave. Like, okay. So we get
That's gonna be a good match.
We get the backstage thing with Chelsea Green and Mr. Stone, and they're looking at each other because we all remember when they were NXT together and they were a team.
Yep.
It was a hot mess of a team, but it was a team.
Because it was him, he was the leader, then it was her.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say two more girls that she ended up stealing from him?
Yes. I don't even remember who it was.
I want to say it was Toxic Attraction for some reason. Gigi and JC.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. But for some odd reason, I want to say that, but I'm probably wrong. Go ahead.
So speaking of JC, we have Jasmine Nix. And she's mad about what happened to JC. She's like, I'm going to get revenge for JC, and I'm going to beat Thea Hale up. And she's like, okay, cool. And then Ridge apologized. He apologized to Chase U. He's like, guys, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cost you the match. I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm very sorry. And you're like, Duke, it's okay. You could go away. He's like, okay. I didn't care.
So, like, everyone's cool with it. Duke said it's all right. Shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
But then fucking Riley got in there and be like, yo, you did that shit on purpose. Like, he a fucking troublemaker. Like, no, leave the fuck alone.
I want this to, like, I just want this to be over and, like, for Ridge Holland to just be in his own thing and like leave Chase U alone. So
I want him back in the fucking main roster and whatever, where like no one paid attention to him.
Yeah. So then we get the main event, Roxy versus Chelsea Green. She cheats to win, and Roxy has the title, and it's like, all right, she's going to get a contender. Nope, no contender. And
why?
I don't know. And then we see Tony D'Angelo stealing the rest of Charlie Dempsey's crew. And then 5 seconds later, Charlie Dempsey comes out and looking around. Hey, where's my guys? No one's there, Charlie. No one's there.
He took them both?
Yeah, he took them both.
Oh shit, I just saw him take Damon.
No, he took them both because the other dude's feet was right there. So, like, he beat beat both of them and just, like, stuffed them in a car.
He's fucked.
Yeah, so next week he'll probably get him back, maybe get him back. I don't think he'll get him back.
Yeah.
But, hey, whatever is whatever. I mean, hopefully, like, I don't want him to lose, but I got this weird feeling he's going to lose. He's definitely going to lose to Tony D'Angelo.
Unless he thought ahead, which hopefully he did.
Probably not. Probably not. So then we go to Dynamite. And the first thing we see is Edge. He comes in. He's on the phone. And he says, Brody King, I'm going to beat your ass. And I'm going to retain my TNT championship here in Canada. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So then we had the first match, which was Orange Cassidy versus Trent Barretta. And this match was good. This match was real good. And Orange won. So we're like, okay, cool. And then after the match, Trent just beat the shit out of him. Trent just like fucked him up, just whooped his ass. And Don Callis tries to stop it. But Don Callis stops Orange from hitting Trent. So we all know where this is going, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I don't want them to be in the fucking Don Callis vortex. But fuck it, they're here. There's nothing else you could do about it.
Do you see Chris Detlander in the family now too? Because like he was involved in that bullshit too.
I really hope not. I really hope that she doesn't get involved in this, but she probably will because it's like, hey, what the fuck? This shit sucks. So then we have a cameraman or a camera just randomly in the car with the Elite, the new Elite, when they pull up and they see, hey, this is reserved for Tony Khan. We're going to park here because Tony Khan's not here and we're in charge. Whatever. Here's a shit. So then we have Jack Perry cut a promo about how he's the top dog or whatever the fuck he said he was. Wasn't really paying attention. Like, I mean, I'm glad that he's getting a push, maybe? I'm glad? I don't know.
So, I don't care. Yeah. I'm going to be honest.
So then we had Kenny Omega in the hospital, and he says, you know what? I'm not going to be there. But coming up soon is Double or Nothing. And there's a match for Double or Nothing that we have to have a match for. And it's Anarchy in the Arena. And there's going to be the Elite versus the best tag team in the world, FTR. And two guys, whoever they are, is going to be there later. I don't even know who they are. And he's like, he literally said, whoever comes out, that's who it is. And I was like, what? Like, you didn't plan this out?
That's what I was thinking. Like, so you don't even know, do you?
No, and it was very weird. And it was also like weird. Like, he set that up, and then we go right into this Serena Deebs thing, where Serena Deebs is like telling everybody, like, I'm I'm a great wrestler. I've been waiting to get back here. I've been waiting to do this. And, like, nobody gave a fuck. And then she was like, yeah, like, a couple years ago, nobody knows, I was having seizures. And I almost died. And I'm glad to be back in the ring. I lied to you not. I lied to you not. I literally heard some people boo her when she said that. Like, shit was so weird.
No, they did. They
like,
did.
They fucking 100%. Booed this shit out of her. Like, boo. Like, God damn. So then
Tony. I swear, maybe it's my viciousness. I swear I heard yay seizure.
They probably did. Because, like, nobody cheered for her. And then all of a sudden, when Tony Storm comes out, they just fucking lose it. And Serenity, yep. Like, she gets in Serenity's face, she talks shit, and Serenity just punches her and lays her out. And as soon as she lays her out, the crowd just starts booing. Like, boo! It was...
Like, what the fuck?
It was so weird. Then we had something...
Who's the fucking face in that situation?
Apparently Tony Storm is. We had something that baffled the fuck out of me because Orange Cassidy is injured and Rocky comes in and Rocky's like, dude, are you okay? And he's like, no. He's like, dude, listen, if I beat Jay White tonight, we'll get the 6-man title like challenge. And you know what? If I win, maybe me, you, and we can get Trent and we could do this. And Orange Cassidy's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
His face when he said that.
This shit was funny because, like, he's like, yeah, we can get the payback. He's like, what is wrong with you? Like, this was the first time he actually showed emotion. He took off his glasses, everything. He's like, what is wrong with you? And then Rocky was like, no, never mind. Just heal up. I'm like, what the fuck?
Do you think he's going to join with fucking Trent now after he said that?
The real me just doesn't give a fuck what Rocky does. The wrestling side of me probably thinks it's going to happen. But, like, yeah. I can give two shits. So, another thing, this was a lot of not giving a shit moments here because
basically,
if you watch this back, this is like really fucking weird. So, it was Harley Cameron versus Mariah May. There was like 1900 camera cuts and like some of them were like the weirdest shit because at one point, like Harley Cameron throws down Mariah May. The camera cuts to the fucking Titantron and the Titantron literally has her throw her down again. Like it's just like a straight up replay. Then they come back to Harley Cameron standing over her. Then they just cut to the crowd randomly. Then they cut back to the fucking Titantron for a minute. Then they cut to Soraya walking around talking to some lady. It was the most weirdest fucking thing ever. Like, I swear to God, this was like one of the matches where I'm like, did they hire Kevin Dunn secretly or like, am I drunk?
I was just about to say that. I was going to make that joke. Oh my God, we're here. I was going to say, it's not weird. Kevin Dunn just got a new job.
Dude, that's how it felt. It felt so bad. It was like,
yeah.
They just kept camera cut, camera cut, camera cut, camera cut, camera cut. And it was like, what are you doing? And then like half of the
Because when they showed the lady, I was about to ask you, was that a plant or something? Or was that done for no reason? Obviously, it was done for no reason now. So
yes. And everything about this match was so weird because like this was the only match I realized like everything that was going wrong, it was just like camera cut, camera cut, camera, camera, camera. And it's like, is no one man in a truck? What is happening? This is like the most weirdest shit. Yep. So Mariah May gets the win. After the match, Mina Shirakawa comes out because Soraya and Harley Cameron beat the shit out of Mariah May. And they tease a kiss between Mina and Mariah. And they don't kiss. But they drink together, but they don't kiss.
That was sad.
It's not sad because I feel like they're going to lead up to the kiss when they team up against Harley Cameron and Saray.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's what it's going to be. She's going to give her a kiss, and then, like, everybody's going to pop, But Toni Storm is going to be angry. Because I feel like this is going to be a match at Double or Nothing. And it's going to happen. And as soon as Toni Storm wins her match, she's going to be, like, super pissed off. And, like, she's going to grab Mariah May. And that's what's going to start for World's End. Or, like, not World's End. Forbidden Door. Mina versus Toni.
Yeah.
So then we get Pac, who is having an out-of-body experience. Because the new interviewer asked him something. He's not even fucking paying attention. And then here comes Jay White. And Jay White's saying, listen, Pac. He's like, I'm going to beat your ass. He's like, oh, you don't have the death triangle anymore. But I'm going to show you how to beat Okada. Because I've beat Okada multiple times. And for everyone, they're like, oh, my God. That means it's going to be Jay White versus Okada. They're leading up to that. That's the thing. And I'm like, no, that's not a thing. So basically, he just fucks with Pac because he has a match with Rocky, and we see how that sets up later on. And once again, something happens in this match, and I swear to God, like, people, like, they keep bringing this up. I'm going to bring it up when it happens, but it's like, you keep bringing this up, and, like, I don't think you understand, like, what shit is. So then we had Swerve come out. And Swerve came out without Nana. And I don't know about you, but as soon as he came out without Nana, that was like fucking red tie to me immediately.
I didn't think about it, but then, like, after what happened, like, yeah, definitely red tie. I didn't think about it. I thought it was just mainly because he got hurt, quote unquote.
I mean, they could work that, but, like, to me, it's like, after this, it was like, yeah, this was definitely a thing. So
yeah, no, I agree.
Christian comes out, and then Swerve's pissed off, and he says he's going to beat his ass like Kendrick beat Drake's ass. It's like, okay, topical line, great. And, like, he's just, like, he's just talking shit. And then he's like, yeah, you're like, you think that you're good? He's like, I still have backup. And then here comes the Mogul Embassy. And the way Brian Cage was behind him the whole time, I'm like, this doesn't look right. And yeah, it wasn't right. They beat the shit out of Swerve. They fucked Swerve up. They beat the shit out of Swerve. The whole Mogul Embassy is against him, and Christian's crew is against him. So a couple people online was like, why didn't nobody come to help Swerve? And the running theory is the reason no one helped Swerve was because he's a heel that just turned to a face. Like, nobody wanted to come help him because he's done so many dastardly things.
Yep.
I mean,
I can see that.
I guess, but, like, to me, it still, like, leaves a hole in logic. Because I feel like there should be something. Like, there should be something. Like, there should be, like, nah, fuck this.
So only other person would be Fox. I forget it, like,
AR Fox. Name, but I don't Fox. Even think I don't even think AR Fox. I don't even think he's part of our company anymore.
Yeah, but, like, they were affiliated, but that would be the only person. Like, other than that, I can't think of anybody else.
Remember, he beat his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I don't think he would help. So then we had Willow Nightingale. And she's in the back, and she's talking about how she's going to beat Mercedes. And she has a black eye. And she's like, at Double or Nothing, I'm going to keep my championship because I'm going to pin you. And then they literally say, we're going to hear from Mercedes later on. And the show goes on for so long, I'm like, when the fuck are we going to hear from Mercedes? And we hear from her at the very, very end. So
yep.
Then we have Rocky versus Jay White. And Jay White beats Rocky. And once again, Jay White hits the Bloody Sunday. And for no reason at all, those other guys says, oh, he hits the Death Rider. This must mean he's going to face Moxley at the pay-per-view for the IWGP Championship. That's what this means. Like, this must be leading to him versus Moxley for the title. or it could happen at Forbidden Door. And it's, here's the thing. Jay White lost to Eddie Kingston that he will never wrestle for New Japan in America. He also lost in Japan to never wrestle for New Japan in Japan. So they kind of stick to their guns of never wrestling there. So in Forbidden Door, which the last Forbidden Door, he said he didn't want to wrestle because of that. Dude, like, he's not getting a title shot. Because if he wins the title, then what? Like, then what? It doesn't make sense.
With that logic, he would only be able to defend it in AEW, and that would be stupid.
Exactly.
So, no.
Exactly. And I'm still, but the thing that is baffling is him starting to use the Bloody Sunday. Like, I don't know why. Like, part of me would like, okay, if Finn didn't re-sign with WWE, I'd be like, okay, this is leading to him versus Prince Devitt when he comes to AEW. But Finn re-signed at WWE, so he's staying for a longer time. So it hasn't, like, that's not happening. So I'm just wondering, like, what's the point? Like, the only other point that I could see with, like, him doing this is, like, if he's leaving, but he's not leaving anytime soon. He has a couple, he still has, like, a year or two on his contract. So I'm really confused why he just started doing it.
Unless he has, like, fucking less than we think he does in his contract.
Hopefully, which I doubt. I mean, hopefully he does, but, I mean, it's just baffling. And I know somebody out there is like, well, other, like, Bullet Club leaders use stuff like Kenny does that fucking Styles Clash. Like, yeah, that's true, but this just came out of nowhere and it's kind of random. And I said, I really hope this is the one where it's like he's doing this because he's gonna leave. And if he leaves and goes to WWE, then it's like, I've been calling you out for X amount of time, doing your moves better than you. I'm the last rock and roller. And we go from there. But like I said, I don't think anything is happening.
Yeah.
So then we get a Samoa Joe training session. And Samoa Joe is coming back. And watching him train is like, I didn't need to see that at all. Like, to be honest, I didn't need to see Joe train at all. And you want to know why I didn't need to see that?
Why?
I was already scared of Joe before. Now watching him train is just like, oh, no, this is why you're scary. All right, got it. Don't want to see that.
Yeah, he could fuck somebody up for real.
Yeah. Like, so, like, as soon as I see that, like, at first, like, he's just sitting there. I'm like, oh, he's gonna lift some weights. All right, nothing scary there. He's going to lift some weights. He started doing MMA training. I'm like, yep, nope. I'm extra scared of you now. Like, I didn't need to see that. I was already scared of you. Now I'm extra scared. No. So, once again, I really want people to fucking put their thinking caps on because Jericho comes out for the learning tree gimmick and everybody's cheering him. And like I said, I want people to put their thinking caps because they're like, oh my God, Jericho's getting over and he's really like, everybody loves him. They're still in Canada. Canada loves Jericho no matter what. Like, I don't think people, they don't think.
Yeah, 100% right. I remember this one time in WWE, he was a heel, but pandering to the crowd and whatever. Because I think they were in Winnipeg, exactly where he's supposed to be from. Mm-hmm. And he was like they pretended to cut the camera and like, yeah, fuck this place. That's why I moved to, I want to say New York or something. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck him. And they still cheered him?
Yeah, because Canada loves him. Like, fucking Big Bill beat the shit out of everybody, then tagged Jericho in so he could get the pin. Like, they're cheering for Jericho at the end. And he's cutting a promo on how he's going to be the learning tree. And he beat Shibata. It was a great match. And now like, our match last week was the highest rated on Cage Match. And it's like, okay, like, he's leaning into these dumbass gimmicks, and it's like, one, we know that you're leaning into these dumbass gimmicks. Two, I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
He needs to go away.
Yeah.
Straight up.
So apparently Taz was out with knee injuries. Next week, Taz is going to be back, and also Hook's going to be back. So I guess we're leading to another Hook versus Jericho match. Hooray.
I guess.
So then we had the main
event. Drop on his head again, though.
Yeah. We had the main event, which was a brutal, fucking awesome match. Edge versus Brody King. This match was really good.
Yeah.
Like, I know I gave Edge shit, like, when he first got there and was like, yeah, nothing really good is happening here. Like, it kind of fucking sucks. But this shit was, like, this shit rocked. This shit fucking rocked.
He fucked Brody up.
Yeah, he was busted open. And Edge's was, like, he was going, like, this Edge run is really fucking awesome. He's, like, doing everything he can, even though he looks like a scruffy old man. Like, he just looks scruffy.
And he's, like, really gassed after the fact, but during the match, he does good. It just after the match, he's gassed as fuck.
Yeah, he's, like, breathing heavy, trying to get himself back. Like, his face just looks all weathered. It's like, yeah, it's like, I mean, you're doing it, but after the match, that's the problem.
Yep.
So, also after the match, Malakai Black challenged him again. So apparently they're having a match at Double or Nothing, right? Right?
I guess. They didn't say Double or Nothing, but I assume it's Double or Nothing. So let's hope.
Yeah. And at this point, it's 10 o'clock. So all of a sudden, they're like, hey, we have an interview with Mercedes. I'm like, it's 10 fucking o'clock. This show should be over, right? They have an overrun. Mercedes said she's that bitch and she's going to beat Willow, because Willow stole a year of time from her, and she's going to beat her. Ha-ha. So Edge gets help from Kyle O'Reilly at the end of his match, and Kyle O'Reilly comes to the back and says, hey, he's like, I helped you out, but I want a shot at the title. And Edge is like, well, shit. Okay, cool. Like, that's all you had to do was ask. Like, that was
he was a little offended.
No, he was offended because he didn't straight up just go, I want to shout at the title. Because he was kind of like, yeah, I came out to help you. He's like, and you know, maybe I could get some payback of like getting the title. He's like, dude, all you had to do is ask. Like, the fuck? So,
like, damn, that's the only reason you helped me for? Fuck you.
Right?
He's going to fuck him up during that match.
So then we get the Elite. And they're coming out. And they're out to find out who they're going to face for Anarkia and Nyrea. And
Anarkia.
We get FTR. FTR comes out. And they're standing there and they say, hey, we found some guys that want to fight. And Eddie Kingston comes out, the heart and soul of AEW. And then...
Is he?
Yes. According to a lot of people, he's the heart and soul of AEW. And then we get the brain of AEW, Bryan Danielson. So...
That's the logic?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the logic. So the brain, the heart, and the soul with FTR versus the new Elite, they just start fighting. That's the thing.
Because I was going to say, like, okay, FTR makes sense, especially their feud with the Bucks.
Yes.
Fine. Eddie Kingston makes sense because his feud with Okada, and Okada stole the belt from him.
Yes.
Fine. Bryan makes no sense to me whatsoever. So, if he was going to put anybody in that shit, right, especially from the Blackpool Club and whatever, it should have been Mox. Mox fight anybody. You don't give a fuck. Like, you don't need logic to put Mox in it.
Okay, but if you want to go into, like, deeper logic, we had the whole Bryan Danielson versus Okada thing. Like, that was a big deal. And, he's, like, he still has beef with Okada, but, like, this is just him being the brain of AEW and being one of the people who are, like, the core nucleus of what AEW is now.
Yeah.
So that's how they went off with the fight. And, hey, this is what it is. So then we go to Raw, and they just recap Backlash. And they're talking about everything that happened in Backlash, all the stuff that happened, cool, whatever. And they're like, yeah, this is one of the greatest pay-per-views we ever had. And then we all rise for the Judgment Day, because they come out, they start talking, and they talk about the King of the Ring tournament, because apparently Drew McIntyre has an arm injury, which is keeping him out of his match that he was supposed to have with Finn. And Finn's like, yeah. He's like, I got to buy. I'm going to win the King of the Ring. The prince is going to become a king. And then Adam Pearce goes, wait, hold up now. You have a replacement. And your replacement is Jey Uso. The funny part about this, I swear to God, this is like one of the dumbest shit that WWE does. But, like, and this is, like, usually something they don't do. This was literally posted on WWE's website, like, an hour earlier. Hey, with Drew McIntyre being out, we're going to replace him with Jey Uso. And he's going to face Finn.
That's always my pet peeve with them. I hate it when they do that.
But the funny part is they haven't done it in so long that, like, this time was just like, what the fuck? Like, you guys usually talk about this stuff, but, like, all right, I guess we could give you this one, maybe. Because it's, like, really fucking weird.
Yeah.
So, then we had the match. This match was really good. But it ended when Drew just all of a sudden appeared out of nowhere. Drew was supposed to be trying to, like, distract Jey Uso, but Jey still got the win.
So he did nothing.
He did nothing. It was really weird because, like, he came out and everybody's like, oh, he's going to get in this match. Oh, he's going to attack him. He's going to do this. No, he just fucking, like, the one time, like, Jey looked over to him, he just kind of like, oh, shit. Oh, you're here. Bow. He got caught by Finn. And then he just, like, recovered, hit the spear, 1, 2, 3. It's over. Jey Uso, he advances. We see some backstage with Ivy Nile, she's doing push-ups, and Becky looks like she's on her way out here. And then Drew gets in, like, gets in Adam Pearce's face. He says, you know what? I'm leaving. I'm going away. I don't care. I'm getting in my car. I'm going to drive away. And Drew just leaves. But as he's leaving, Punk shows up. And Punk goes, where's Drew? Pearce is like, he just left. All right, well, give me a microphone. I'm going to a ring. And Punk just walks to the ring, and he cuts a promo on Drew, says, Drew, you're full of shit, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. I'm not leaving until you come here. You know what? Everybody get out your cell phones, tweet pictures of me in the ring, and tell Drew that I'm here. And we're going to bring him back here so I can kick his ass. You know what happened? You know what happened?
People did it.
People did it. Not only did people do it, and they tagged Drew, but Drew never came back, and Punk just said, fuck this shit, and left. Like, you literally said you were going to hold the show hostage until Drew gets here. Then you're like, nah, fuck it. Drew's not coming. Fuck this shit. And he just left.
I mean, if he's not coming, you know, might as well just stop.
I guess.
Yeah.
But then we have Ricochet, and he's talking to Braun Strowman, comes up and says, hey, buddy. He's like, hey, buddy. He's like, I hope you win your match tonight. He's like, okay, thanks, buddy. You're not winning your match
tonight. Creepy. You can do that voice like that.
But I don't understand why Braun Strowman bred is here.
Ricochet's his friend.
Whatever. So we have a Queen of the Ring qualifier match. Another good match. We have Io Shirai versus Natty. And Io gets the win. But once again, this was a really good match. I don't like this Raw was not a normal Raw. This was an abnormal Raw.
Nah.
And the funny part, this was the second match on the show in the like in the first hour. And it's like these both of these matches are really fucking good. And like the only thing that like took away from the time was just the talking segments, the dumb talking segments, not the the CM Punk one was really dumb. It didn't mean shit. It was really dumb. So
I'm just gonna say that like if any flaw was for this Raw, it was like the fact that they took some of the matches that were supposed to be on the show for next week. At least that's the way I took it. Because I understood all those matches were gonna be on that Raw.
Here's the thing, right? They did say all of those matches were on Raw. It was supposed to be 8 matches on Raw. Then they realized, wait, we give matches time now. We can't have them all on Raw because if we have them all on Raw, there's no time. So we have to take 2 of them off and put them on a live event. Because even the funny part is, even if they took out the talking segments, they still would be running like very close to edge of time. But they're just like, you know what? Fuck it. We have to take 2 matches off and put them on a live event.
Yeah, it's okay. It just like that's the only flaw, if any, if you recall any flaws for this.
Yeah, and the funny part is like this Raw to me was like flawless. Like this was so flawless because it was so good because it just was like you're watching a real wrestling show instead of just like, oh, we're doing wrestling and talking and bullshit. We're watching a real wrestling show. Because they did a promo for Ilya Dragunov, and then we had Ilya Dragunov versus Ricochet. And they just...
Great match.
They fucking destroyed the shit out of each other. And once again, one of the Ricochet things that they've been doing with this whole new camera angle, Ricochet does a jump onto Ilya Dragunov, and they switch, like, right as he jumps, they switch the camera angle above him, and you see him flip over and hit Ilya Dragunov. It was so good. Ilya got the win, but after the match, Ricochet, he cut a promo and he said, I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of this shit. Even though he's the speed champion, he's like, I'm tired of this. He's like, I can't keep losing. He's like, I have to win. I have to do something. So to me, that's immediately like, oh, he's going heel.
That and he's the speed champion, and he also won in a feud against the Judgment Day. So he doesn't have much to complain about.
Exactly. But he's going full heel. Then we had a backstage thing with Sheamus, and Sheamus says, he's like, I haven't fought Gunther in a long time, but tonight I'm going to fight him and I'm going to beat him. So then we get Ivy Nile versus Zoe Starks. This match was better than what I thought it was going to be. Because I thought it was going to be like, oh, this little back and forth, 1, 2, 3. Nope, Zoe gets the win. We have a backstage with Truth, Miz, and the coach from, I think it was Wisconsin. And then Bron Breakker.
Yeah, I think so.
Bron Breakker walks up on Adam Pearce and was like, yo, you made a King of the Ring tournament and I'm not in it? What the fuck? He's like, listen. He's like, listen, I didn't. He's like, no. What the fuck? He's like, listen, okay, wait. He was like, all right, just come back to the back with me. I have an idea. He's like, you better. He's like, okay. Like, I don't know what the idea is because, like, part of me was like, it's going to be one thing, but then something happened later on where I'm like, oh, it's not that.
I just about to ask you, what do you think the deal is?
I have an idea, but I'm going to talk about it in just a few seconds. Because we had a Judgment Day backstage thing where Dominic brings Carlito. And Damien's like, you cost me my biggest match ever when I was in Puerto Rico against Bad Bunny. He's like, you're the reason. He's like, screw you. And he's like, get the fuck out of here. And he's like, okay. You're like, I understand. So that was a thing. Then they had an impromptu match that was Chad Gable versus Bronson Reed. This match started off, this match was great, and then all of a sudden Sammy came in and just beat the shit out of both of them. And they said, you know what? Next week, triple threat for the Intercontinental title. And that's what I thought they were going to do. I thought they were going to throw Bron Breakker into this IC title feud.
Same.
But after watching this, like, it's going to be a triple threat IC title match next week. And the funny part about it is, like, it's next week. It's not even at fucking King of the Ring. King/Queen of the Ring.
No, it's in the pay-per-view.
Oh, it's at King/Queen of the Ring? All right, well then, shit.
Yeah. It is. But do you think after the match they'll insert him in the title scene?
They should. They definitely should.
I agree.
So we came out to a Becky sit-down interview. Nobody cared. They wanted wrestling. Becky's there. Then Liv comes out. Liv's like, listen, I want a title match. Becky goes, why didn't you just ask? He says, all right, fuck it. You got a title match. They set up a title match. Then Damage Control comes out. They surround Becky and Liv. And Liv got back-to-back with Becky. And Liv says, God, stupid. And just runs out the ring and leave Becky in the ring. That shit was funny as shit.
But had they removed this and removed the Punk thing, do you think they could have like had the other two matches?
Or No. Because the other two matches would have wound up being long too. Like, even if they removed this. So then Lyra Valkyria comes out to help Becky, and they go right from Lyra helping to Lyra versus Dakota Kai, which was supposed to be Asuka, but Asuka's injured. So that's a thing.
Yeah.
The funny part is no one knows when Asuka got injured, and it wasn't in a tag match in France. It wasn't there, but she was injured.
That shit crazy. It seemed like a lot of people in this tournament like are injured beforehand.
Yeah, because Bobby Lashley is also injured. So Bobby Lashley is injured, and they're replacing him with Angelo Dawkins against Tama Tonga. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
King Tonga again?
No, fuck him. He's not going that far. He's going to go out on the first round. He's not going that far.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is I've been asking for this type of shit for a long time, and it's back. So
how about that?
Then we have a little backstage with Kofi Kingston talking about he idolized Rey Mysterio, and he's a big fan, but he can't wait to face Rey Mysterio one-on-one. So him and Rey Mysterio going to be in a live event. No one knows when this live event match is happening, because the same thing is happening with Shayna Baszler and fucking Zelina Vega. No one knows when the match is happening, but the match is happening eventually. No one knows. It's happening.
Kofi versus Ray going to be a banger, though.
Yep. Then we got to the main event. Fucking banger. After banger, after banger, because it's Sheamus versus Gunther. And Sheamus gets slapped in the back of his neck and head with a Gunther chop. He slaps him in the back of the head. And 5 minutes later, like, Gunther has him down in like a headlock. They do a close-up on it, and Gunther's handprint is literally on Sheamus' back. That's great.
That hurt me just by seeing it.
Dude, that was so great. And then, like, they're going, and at one point, Ludwig gets in, and they're like, nah, get the fuck out of here. And Ludwig's like, no! He's like, nah, get the fuck out of here. You're going. And then they just kept going. They kept going. Fucking Gunther beat the shit out of Sheamus. Sheamus was fighting back, getting chopped up. It was great. Gunther won, and after the match, Sheamus was like, yeah, I'm glad we put on this banger, but also, I don't want to never do this again. gun foul. Dude.
Like, he's like, fuck on that. I'm not facing you anymore.
And part of me was like, no, 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 don't say that. But looking at Sheamus's chest after that is like, nah, fam. Nah, fam. I agree. I totally fucking agree. No more.
His chest, his back. I think he slapped him in his face too, because his face was red as shit.
Yeah, he was fucked up. He was fucked up. But it was just like such a good match. It was like so good. I just love the way that they actually put on like really, 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 really good matches in this tournament.
Yes.
Because like part of me is like,
not a bad match that whole night, I don't think.
Not one. That's the funny part. It was like, I thought that they was like gonna do some, this is gonna be bullshit. No, it was just good. Just really good.
Yeah.
So that's that. What we didn't report on the last podcast was WrestleMania in Vegas. How do you feel about WrestleMania in Vegas? Also being later in April than it usually is.
That's going to be awesome, I think. The reason it's later in April, though, right? Mm-hmm. Weather, I'm assuming?
No, it's just... They don't want to go against the Final Four and shit like that. They want it to be its own separate thing. They're like, all right, listen, we're going to have WrestleMania just like where nobody's doing anything. The only downside is this is going to fall right on Easter Sunday. And that's it. Like, they've been saying they don't want it to go against anything else. They're like, no, we don't want it to go against anything else. We want it to be its own thing so everybody focused solely on WrestleMania. And that's why they moved it deeper down April. So it's in the middle of April. And I'm cool with it being in Vegas. Like, a lot of people already started making jokes because it's going to land on 420. Like, WrestleMania Sunday is landing on 420 in Vegas. People are like, oh, people are going to get fucked up that night. Yeah, I agree. People are going to be high as shit in Vegas watching WrestleMania.
Obviously, fucking RVD's going to be there.
Yeah, he should be there.
Yep.
So that's a thing. Other notes is Monday Night Raw is going to stay on USA until they move to January Netflix. So until they go to Netflix, it's just going to stay on Mondays on USA. So whatever day SmackDown is going to be, it's going to be whatever on USA. We're going to have Raw on USA too.
Okay.
And then also, people are afraid of Solo getting outshined by Jacob Fatu. That's why they kind of delaying him showing up. And I 100% believe that's going to happen. I 100% believe that's going to happen no matter what. Jacob Fatu, he could cut a promo. He can out-wrestle Solo. Everything he could do is better than Solo. But he's going to be in the Savage Bloodline, but they don't want him to be overshined by Jacob Fatu. So that's why they're kind of pushing Solo to be more menacing and more badass and like him to do more things. But no matter what happens, when Jacob shows up, people are going to watch Jacob and go, oh, shit, he can do that. He can talk like that. He can do this. It's over. Like, people are going to look at Solo as an afterthought.
He's bigger than Solo and could pull off a fucking triple jump moonsault.
Yes.
Like, not like, no, no. Put him with Roman's Bloodline. At least you know he's outshining everybody there. Like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, like, that right there, like, he won't outshine Roman. But, like, holy shit, like, you guys gotta... Like, he's going to be a fucking phenomenon once he gets there. Because soon as people... Like, and most of the people who are just, like, slowly catching up and like, oh, my God, he's good. Oh, my God, he could talk. He could do this. He could do this. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking great. He's fucking great. So that's the thing. Then we had from Sports Illustrated themselves said that Saudi Arabia wants to host a Royal Rumble or a WrestleMania in Saudi Arabia. I heard a lot of people really angry about this, but there are like ways to get around this, like where you don't mess anything up, but Saudi Arabia wants this in the next 5 years. The next 5 years, they want a WrestleMania or a Royal Rumble. Like there.
Didn't we already have a Royal Rumble there?
No, we had the greatest Royal Rumble. Greatest Royal Rumble, yes.
Okay.
But they want the Royal Rumble or a WrestleMania there. That is like... the only like... see the,
him. Like
the only pro... like, see, you're just like, give it to them. The only problem I see is... I know a lot of people won't travel because they're like, hey, man, we don't fuck with Saudi Arabia. We're like, we're angry at some of the stuff they do. And like, we don't like stuff that they do. We don't like some of the stuff, even though they're trying to change their image with sports stuff. People are just like, no, 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 we're cool. We don't want that. We don't want that. And I see like a lot of people won't travel there to watch a WrestleMania or Royal Rumble, but like WWE can do a weird thing where they could be like, hey, this is WrestleMania night 3, where people aren't gonna be like, oh shit, like we gotta be there. It's like, oh, it's WrestleMania night 3. Yeah, it's a big WrestleMania, but we can also sit there and watch from the sidelines. We don't have to get into it. It's like, oh, we can just watch from the sidelines. Oh, cool, yay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that would be okay. Yeah.
Or like they still could do the Royal Rumble there. They could do the Royal Rumble there, and like nobody really has to go. It's like, all right, you could just use the people from there, and like maybe a few people would travel over to watch the Royal Rumble, but you can do it like that. It's not. It's to me, it's not a big deal because like. A lot of people aren't going to go. Here's the thing. If they're not going to go, just do it without them, and everybody can watch on TV like we usually do and be like, all right, we're going to watch this on TV. We're not going, but we're just going to watch this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I
think it'd be simpler to do the Royal Rumble instead of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I don't mind them having WrestleMania, but it's simpler for the Royal Rumble. Like, less issues.
Yeah, but like I said, if you do a different Royal Rumble, not a Royal Rumble, I mean, you do a WrestleMania, not a WrestleMania two nights, or like the third night, yeah. That's it. Like, third night, yeah.
Or, how about this? Option C, I want to say it was WrestleMania 2, if not 3, where they did it in like two different places, three different places at the same time.
I mean, you could do that. But, like, because, like, I think that they totally just, like, rip off a lot of New Japan stuff. New Japan, at one point, they would do two nights of Wrestle Kingdom, night one, night two. But then 3 weeks later, we would do night 3, which would be the crossover with Noah. And that's like, that would be a good option. You do 1 and 2, it's like, oh, this is the main show. Then you just have that 2 week thing where it's like, oh, we're going to Wrestle Kingdom 3. And Wrestle Kingdom 3 would just be WrestleMania 3 in Saudi Arabia. It wouldn't even have to be like this huge, huge deal. Like people would just go and be like, oh, there's WrestleMania there, but this isn't the WrestleMania. This is night 3 of WrestleMania.
Like, so like for all intents and purposes, it would be like a WrestleMania backlash to bring back that term.
It would be kind of like a WrestleMania backlash, but the thing is, it would be more important because like they wouldn't call it a WrestleMania backlash. They would just say, this is night 3 of WrestleMania. And people would be more invested, even though it's like, this isn't the thing. Okay. But
like the casuals would like care, they would make the casuals care, but people like me and you and people in the know would be like, yeah, this is not as important as night 1 and night 2.
Exactly. Because, like, they could have night one and night two in, like, Vegas or somewhere, and, like, all right, cool, we're going to have night one and night two. Night three is just, like, it's in Saudi Arabia, and people are like, eh, whatever. But they'll watch it and, like, be happy with it because they're going to put on a WrestleMania-caliber show with, like, the lights, the glitz and glamour and everything. It's like, if somebody didn't get, like, their big WrestleMania moment at WrestleMania, they could get their WrestleMania moment at WrestleMania Saudi Arabia. It's like, technically, you still have it. It's not the one, but it's, like, the next one.
Exactly. No, that works.
Because also, like, Saudi Arabia is, like, they're really into sports and making sports stuff. And them, like, getting WWE to do this, it'll be fucking great.
Yeah.
Because, like, the one thing that I'm, like, super stuck on is they're going to fucking pay them a lot of money for this. A lot of money.
They've been getting a lot of fucking money lately. It's amazing.
Yeah, but I wish they would use that fucking money to buy some damn free agents.
Right.
Like, holy hell, like, get the free agents. Like, stop fucking shit up. Like, yeah, they're paying their people now, but, like, get some free agents.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, nothing else is really going on in the world of wrestling. But that's about it. Anything else you got?
I got nothing.